It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. The mail-in ballot request deadline in Bucks County has been extended until Friday at 5 p.m. after Donald Trump, who once called mail-in ballots dangerous and corrupt, accused the county of voter suppression when it turned away people who were requesting mail-in ballots. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Mowart reports.
The lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Trump and David McCormick U.S. Senate campaigns. It says Bucks County violated election law when it turned people away who were in line at voter services offices before Tuesday's 5 p.m. deadline to request a mail-in ballot. A Bucks County judge agrees and has extended that deadline until 5 p.m. tomorrow. While anyone could have requested a mail-in ballot online before that deadline, elections offices across Pennsylvania have seen hours-long lines of people looking to cast in-person on-demand mail-in ballots for weeks. Last week, Bucks County Commissioner Bob Harvey noted the long line, saying political campaigns have been running ads and sending mailers urging supporters to vote early, but he says Pennsylvania doesn't offer early voting like some other states. Instead, he says Pennsylvania only has the on-demand mail-in ballots, which Harvey calls the most inefficient way of voting, since it takes about 12 minutes per voter, as a county employee has to confirm eligibility, then print the specific ballot and return envelope. Counties have been advising the state legislature that having the deadline to request a mail-in ballot just 1 week before Election Day could lead to problems. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
In Philadelphia yesterday, the Harris campaign had 3 celebrity-studded Get Out the Vote events aimed at union members, Latino voters, and black men. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
I got love for Philadelphia. That's
Director Spike Lee headlined the Black Men for Harris rally, where speakers addressed reports that black men are not sufficiently supporting the vice president. State Senator Vincent Hughes refuted the claim.
It's called trying to create a self-fulfilling prophecy. No. We're here as the campaign closes up to make the final assertion. Black men are for Kamala Harris.
Councilman Isaiah Thomas, the head of Black Men for Harris in Pennsylvania, said he understands the closeness of the race is producing anxiety that any one part of the Democratic coalition could weaken. But he also rejected the notion that it would be black men.
Let's go ask other demographics. Are y'all going to do the right thing? Because the time is now.
A new Monmouth poll shows Pennsylvania evenly split between Harris and Trump, so turnout in Philadelphia could be decisive. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia region is still in the midst of a record-breaking dry spell. We've now gone the whole month of October without measurable rain. As KYW's Nina Barati tells us, not only are we under a drought watch, but also some serious fire restrictions.
The month of October is usually a dry one, says Bob Larson, senior meteorologist for AccuWeather.
But this takes the cake right now. We've never seen anything quite like this.
He says that we have not had measurable rain since the end of September, breaking a record from 1874.
Since the start of June, heading into summer, we were about 4 inches behind average before this dry stretch even started. So it just is something that began during the summer and has been greatly magnified this past 5 weeks or so.
With this lack of rain, the New Jersey Fire Service says vegetation on the ground is dry and could quickly become fuel for fires. Something as small as a lit cigarette could ignite it. The entire state is under Stage 3 fire restrictions, which means fires in wooded areas are prohibited unless they're contained a certain way, and charcoal fires are banned. Over the last 2 weeks, New Jersey fire crews have battled wildfires all across the state, with the most recent one that started Wednesday in Burlington. Burlington County. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Poignant ads with Philadelphians whose loved ones were killed by speeders hit the airwaves next month. It's a campaign alerting drivers about speed cameras going up on Broad Street. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
We're trying to save lives. Please do not speed down Roosevelt Boulevard and do not speed down Broad Street.
One of the ads features LaTanya Bird, who lost four family members when they were struck by a speeding car on the boulevard 10 years ago. The other ad has a woman whose son was killed by a speeder on Broad Street.
It's really to put a human element and a human face to what speeding can do and the damage and the pain it can cause.
Philadelphia Parking Authority Executive Director Rich Laser says the social media, radio, and SEPTA bus campaign is meant to publicize the fact that in February, speed enforcement cameras are being installed at 15 locations on North and South Broad Street. Cameras on the boulevard, he says, have cut speeders by 90%. Laser says there will be a 60-day warning period after the cameras are turned on, but after that, drivers caught violating the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit will face fines that begin at $100. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.